Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create.
Come on.
If you let it, he can.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, church. Come on, open up your mouth. Right where you are, come on, will you just praise him right now? Amen. Lord, it's God that has kept you and not yourself. Come on, enter in this morning. Amen. How many come to be changed? Amen. How many come to receive on today? Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father. We decree and declare your goodness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Come on, enter in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on. Come on from every distraction. Come on in right now. Come on. Let's enter in this morning so that we can receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, come on, come on. Let's enter in on today. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. We come to worship you, Lord God, as you desire in truth and in spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. For the Bible says in Psalm 34, come on, church, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, amen, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Amen. The angel of the Lord is kept all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusted him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want of those who fear him. The young lion lacks and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Hallelujah. That's the reason to shout on today. Amen. Knowing if God is with us. Amen. The Bible says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Verse 17 says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and save such as have a contrite, hallelujah, spirit. Let us pray this morning. Whatever it is, church, let's bring it to the altar and leave it there. Come on. Whatever it is, amen. I mean, you can't do it by yourself, amen. You don't have enough strength, amen. Come on, bring it to the altar and give it all over to God, amen. Hallelujah, right now, right here, right now. Why you still have time? Come on, surrender it all over. Surrender yourself all over to God. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. We don't come just to be the same, amen. We come to be changed, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We didn't come this morning to stay the same. We didn't come just to hear where we come to receive, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the word of God will change our lives, amen. Come on, let's enter in and surrender all over right now, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter in this morning, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We ask that you just have your way right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you for your hedge of protection that's protecting us, oh God, from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. We thank you, Lord God, for delivering us, oh God, out of all our troubles, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. Lord, we come to give you praise this morning. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Come on, let's enter in right now and receive from our Heavenly Father like never before. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can stand on your promises of yes and amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, help us on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now that we can receive from you great and mighty. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible, God. Let your glory be seen on each of us, oh God. Let your glory arise upon each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up our ears, oh God. Will there be any, hallelujah, spiritual deafness, oh God. Remove every spiritual blindness, every spiritual ignorance right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, remove any spiritual sleep, oh God, that they have put us in. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, awaken our spirit, oh God. Hallelujah to your name. We ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we thank you for it, Lord. Hey, come on now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, you are our God. And we praise you and we thank you for another day that you have given us. By your grace and mercy, you have given us another day to press in and to press on, oh God. You have given us another day that we can receive from you. And no one will stop us, hallelujah, or take away what you have given us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise and we thank you even as we press on today, as we decree in the past that we will make it. Amen. There's nothing that the devil can do. There's nothing that the devil can do to stop it or take away from us. We just want to say thank you because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us this day. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you. We give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a good God. Amen. You are a merciful God. You never leave us. Amen. Today is the purpose of fight, the good fight of faith. Oh, Lord, give us the victory. And we receive all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for the victory that you have given us, your children. Heavenly Father, we pray right now, bless, oh God. Touch and heal and deliver and change our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concern about from today onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare right now as we come, hallelujah, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah, according to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repenting in all our ways, let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God. Oh, Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let the fire burn everly and creepy in each of us, oh God. Uphold us with our free spirit and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in any of us. Amen. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Oh Lord, circumcise our hearts. Amen. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and love and kindness. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we sing praise to you all the days of our life, creating us a heart of worship, oh God. For we rejoice only in you, oh God. You are our joy, the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. And we just want to say thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, come on, we'll shit it. We decree and declare victory on today. Victory over our marriages, amen. Victory over our children, victory over our finances, victory over our business, victory over our jobs, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, victory over the ministry that God has given us, amen. We decree and declare victory on today, and we receive the victory, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, move mighty in us and on us, oh God. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now, oh God. Do a quick work, oh God. Do a quick work in our wives. Do a quick work in our husbands. Do a quick work in our children. Do a quick work, oh God, in those in our family, oh God. All that we love and concern about, oh God. Oh Lord, we come to be changed, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask, oh God, we can change us, oh God. Change all that's around us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, deliver us, oh God, by your truth. For your word is true. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, amen, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Cleanse our mind by washing of the word. Hallelujah, with your word, oh God, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord. Our strength and our redeemer. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we receive right now. Oh, Lord, we're open to receive all that you have for us, oh God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, the deliverance of today, amen, and we receive our deliverance. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, set a watch over our mouth, oh God, and keep the door of our lips up. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips up. Superimpose the fruits of your spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh, oh God. And we just want to say thank you right now as we decree and the pain is done. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that, hallelujah, that heals us, amen, that sanctifies us, that makes all things new, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your blood covers us and protects us, amen, and we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of God, right now, fill us afresh where we've been emptied, amen. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit, renew us, renew the fire within us, renew the zeal, the passion, and desire to serve God. Renew us, Holy Spirit, refresh us, Lord God, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask right now, release your tongue of fire upon our life and those in our family. Oh, Lord, release your tongue of fire upon our life. This day, let tongues of fire come upon our life and burn up all spiritual filthiness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Where there's any filthiness, let it be burned away and let it be replaced with the burning fire of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, heal us. Heal every area of our life, where there's been any backsliding, hurt, pain, or disappointment, or limitation. Oh, Lord, heal us completely. Oh, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, open up our understanding, learning the scripture. Oh, Lord, that we read your word. Let us understand the word of God. Hallelujah, let your fire burn in us. Let the fire become like a furnace. Amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And let the anointing of your fire upon our life become even more in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let it be contained. That anyone that's around would catch fire in the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your full armor. We put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare the full armor of God. It covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it all against the forces of evil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in our lives. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that the wicked be burned out the land, oh God. Let the works of the enemy be destroyed right now. Let confusion come upon the camp of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let them devour themselves, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents against our life and those in our family, and we decree and declare destroyed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that our minds are being renewed right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We decree and declare, oh God, that you are our strength. Amen. That the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Oh, Lord, let us receive so much joy right now. Let joy overtake us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And those in our family, oh God, unspeakable joy. Amen. Let your peace reign in every area of our lives. And we just want to say thank you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father. Oh, Lord, we say thank you enough. If we had a thousand tongues of peace, we still can thank you enough. But yet still we thank you. We decree and declare no more. When we listen to to what the enemy is trying to speak. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we lose the power and authority that you've given us, and we silence the mouth of the evil speak. Amen. They will speak no evil against our lives and those in our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher. They will not be able to locate us or those in our family in the natural, supernatural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we just in their ears. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations unless we speak directly to them. Lord, we just want to say thank you that you've given us power and authority that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our lives. We decree and declare that we are healed. We are delivered and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, as we enter in on today, Lord, we ask, oh God, let us receive the right revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to our sight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, let the scripture take root and be engraved on our hearts and mind, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, your word said if one lacks wisdom, all we have to do is ask. So, oh, Lord, we ask right now, let us receive wisdom. And all that on the line that have ears to hear, let it receive, oh, God, what you're saying, oh, God, and not just hear, oh, God, but we be doers of your word, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, we lift up right now the Washington family. Hallelujah. The Manning family. The Mackey family, oh God. The Smith family. The Jenkins family, Father. The Green family, oh God. Hallelujah. The Northern family, oh God. The Shepherd family, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we live with the Jackson family, the Johnson family, the Jones family, amen. The Matthew family, amen. Hallelujah. The James family, we lift them up right now. The Johnson family, hallelujah. Oh Lord, he come out of Moshe. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, he come out of Moshe. Oh God, we he come out of here. Oh, he come out of here. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we lift up, hallelujah, the Simpson family, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, help, Lord God. We lift up right now the Carter family, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, he come up all shit to here. We lift up the Dillon family, amen. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my he come up all shit. We lift up the Gordon family, amen. My Lord, my God, help on today, oh God, as we lift up each family, oh God. We ask in Jesus' name that you will move mighty, oh God, in their life. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that you heal, oh God. Oh Lord, those that are sick in their bodies, oh God, we come against it with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare their healing. Lord, those that are going through financial strife, oh God. Oh Lord, those that are dealing with mental illness, oh God. Those that are having trouble in their marriages, oh God. Oh Lord, those that are having trouble with their children, oh God. Lord, we pray for deliverance right now for each family, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that your joy come in right now. Lord, we pray for restoration of every family member, amen. Oh Lord, we pray right now where the enemy has caused division, amen. Where the enemy has caused confusion. Lord, we pray right now that unity come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, increase the love in each family, oh God. Oh Lord, open up their eyes, oh God, that they may see. Oh Lord, all that they've been blinded to, oh God, what the enemy has been trying to do and use to cause separation and division, to cause confusion and strife. Oh Lord, we pray right now that peace reign in each family, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name for your help right now, God. Oh Lord, help in a mighty way because you're a mighty God, and we know that you're able to do all things, oh God, that there's nothing too big or too small, oh God. You're God of more than enough, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for your blessing, oh God. Let blessings run us down and take us over and hold on to us, oh God. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, that you pour our blessing upon the life of your children, that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. So Lord, we thank you for the overflow, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare our blessings will not be intercepted by the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all that's due to come to us will be released in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And Father God, we lift up our pastor Dorsey Manning on today. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would continue to be the strength of a man of God, that you would continue to be his life, that you would continue to be his truth, that you would continue to be his way. And Lord, we ask, oh God, let fresh oil be upon his head. Let there be no lack, oh God, of oil for your son, your servant. And let his garments remain white in you, oh God. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to help him to do the work that you've called him to do. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. In your blessing, oh God, bless him. In your multiplying, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you will multiply him as the stars of the sky and the sand of the seashore. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We ask in Jesus' name that you increase the anointing that's on his life, oh God. That you will use him mighty, oh God, and you will prophesy your truth. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack upon his life right now. With the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory over our pastor. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for him. Thank you for the life. Thank you for the man of God. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, you did it all. And we just thank you for it right now. Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless him in a mighty way. If you called him to lead, that he would lead boldly with the Holy Ghost, the leading of the Holy Ghost. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless us all in our going and coming on today. And those in our family, oh God, that will be traveling on today or is traveling right now, we pray traveling grace and mercies. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you go before us, oh God, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, every prayer that went forward. And every prayer that will go forth in this Sunday service, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, over every vehicle and form of transportation and we of those in our family and loved ones they take on today. Over it, around about it, over our homes, all that's in our homes. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, everywhere our head may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. That we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, come on, come on, come on, right now, right where you are. We have so much to be grateful for, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Good morning, church, and welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you this Sunday morning, amen. Hallelujah, this new year, January 2023, God is keeping us, amen. We have decreed and declared that this year, it's the year of victory, amen. This year is the year of turnaround. This year is the year of restoration. Hallelujah. We decree and declare it's harvest time. We shall reap the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, amen. Will you receive that for yourself? Only by faith can you receive it, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm so happy to be here on the line today, church family. We welcome everyone around the world. We welcome you. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning, and our senior pastor is Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen. Hallelujah. We welcome everyone in Houston, Texas, surrounding cities. Amen. And Louisiana, Mississippi, New York, New Jersey, Tennessee, Florida. Hallelujah. Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome, everyone. Overseas in India and Africa, different parts of Africa. Amen. Amen. We welcome you on today. Those are in California. Amen. Hallelujah. Alabama. Welcome. Welcome. We welcome you all. Amen. We bless you with the love of Christ. If it's your first time here with us this Sunday morning, we want to welcome you. Me and my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and we want to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus. If that be you on today, press 1. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless. God bless. God bless. Welcome. We'll give everybody a little time here. If it's your first time here in Sunday service here with us here, the Gospel Public Ministries, press 1. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. Pastor Manny, you want to say something this morning? Pastor Manny said, good morning, everyone. Hallelujah. We welcome everyone. I'm going to put Pastor Manny on here, and then we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joel. But let's hear from, you don't want to say nothing, Pastor Manny? All right. All right. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joel Washington. Good morning, Brother Joel Washington. We love you. We thank God for what you're doing this morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be back with y'all. I tell you, God is a good God, you know. I just thank everybody for all the prayers that went up, because they said when the blessing goes up, when the prayers go up, the blessing come down. So we know about that, and God is a good God. I don't care what you're going through with, whatever it might be, just stay with God. Give it to God and keep it all in his hand. I guarantee you he'll make everything all right. Regardless of what he say, he'll be a father for the fathers and a mother for the mothers. And he stand by his word. All you got to do is just stand by him and keep your faith and trust in him. Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yeah.
I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. It's gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. It's gonna be all right. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything's gonna be all right. Lord, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. Lord, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. It's gonna be all right. Oh, Jesus, he done told me everything gonna be all right. Lord Jesus, he told me everything gonna be all right. Lord Jesus, he told me everything's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Oh, I got a feeling. See, I don't care what's going through it. Everything's gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling. Everything's gonna be all right. Oh, I got a feeling. Everything is gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Be all right. It's gonna be all right. Just keep your hands in God's hands. Everything gonna be all right.
Amen. Amen. I agree with you, Uncle Joe. Everything is gonna be all right. We're gonna be all right because Jesus is all right. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Thank you for blessing us with this beautiful song, a song that we know so dearly. And it's one of those songs we sing, you know, when we were coming up in the church. And, oh, man, it just brings so much comfort to know that every single thing is going to be all right. Even when we think that it's not going to be, or when it looks like that is coming to an end, we serve a God of turnaround. Amen. God of restoration. Everything is going to be all right. God bless you. May God keep you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to prepare ourselves to partake in communion. So if you have your items there, so we can go ahead and partake in communion, which we do every Sunday morning. Amen. So if you have those in place, let us proceed in. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have earnestly wanted to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. And when he had taken bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood.
Amen, amen. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we can now enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities, trespass, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and you took my transgressions, you took all of our iniquities, you took all of our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you, Lord, that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we remember your body and how it was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us, hallelujah. We thank you for touching us, hallelujah. We remember your suffering and how you was beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We remember how your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. And we say by faith, Lord, by your stripes we are healed in your holy name, Lord Jesus. We now take this piece of bread, Lord. Your body, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Remembering all that you have done. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Your finished works on the cross, Lord.
Yes,
You may eat, church. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Hallelujah. Your blood justifies us in the name of Jesus. We are justified. Your blood is sanctifies us. It redeems us. It cleanses us. We are clean. Your blood washes us. Hallelujah. Washes away all of our iniquity. Thank you, Lord. All of our transgressions. All of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name. I am healed. Say, I am healed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of what you have already done. You may drink, church. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the whole church do say amen.
Amen.
Amen. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Who forgave you already for those things that you have already entered into? Jesus Christ have already done it. Now when you know, you know. But the thing is, church, when you have doubt, when you have doubt that God have not done it, or when you have doubt that you're still in this and still in that, see, that's how when we see things, that's how when we go through things. But God, hallelujah, have already given us Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ have already overcame the whole world. He have already died and was resurrected and sitting in rest right now, and he gave us this opportunity to be a part of him, to be a part of his body. Hallelujah. So we need to know that everything is all right. I got a feeling, hallelujah, that everything is all right. It's all right, church.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our song selection, and we'll be back for the preach word. So stay with us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, so much power.
Praise, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never Thanks, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. Ooh, it's power.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. We have made it here to the message part of Sunday service this morning. Again, welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. We have made it to the most important part that we can get, being in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hearing a word from God. Don't you know hearing a word from God will change your situation right now? Mm-hmm. Right now. I would like everyone to help me to welcome this beautiful Spirit of God, this anointed pastor, this anointed apostle that God have called and equipped for this very moment, this very person that God can flow through. That's who God, he needs somebody that he can flow through to be able to get a word through, to be able to get a prayer through. I would like for y'all to help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. He is worthy to be praised, amen. Come on and magnify the Lord with me.
Yes.
Hallelujah, we have so much to be grateful for. The fact that you have life, amen. The fact that you are still here. I won't stop saying it, amen, because we need to be reminded, amen. You're already blessed, amen.
Yes.
And once you realize that you're already blessed, you can receive that thing, but you got to believe it to receive it.
Yes.
Hallelujah, and I come encourage you on today, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, to know who you are and whose you are. Hallelujah. So I'm just so happy to be here. I thank God for the word that's going forth this morning.
Amen.
So let us pray as we enter in to receive the message. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to give you praise. We come to thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do, even right now, oh God. Lord, we come standing in your promises of yes and amen. Oh God, I ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you anoint my vocal cords, oh God, anoint my mouth, oh God, that I will speak, oh Lord, with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That I will speak your word, oh God, not my word and not in my emotions, oh God, but let my emotions be kingdom emotions. Amen.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I just want to say thank you, oh God.
Amen.
I thank you, oh God, for such a time as this, oh God, that you've called me, oh God, to deliver your word, oh God, that it may help, oh God, restore hope, oh God, to the hopeless. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that it would increase our faith, oh God, to seek you even more. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against every hindering spirit right now. I come against every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit that's operating on this line right now. Outside of the Holy Spirit, I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare that we are delivered and set free to enter in and receive from our Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. Amen. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life. Amen. Fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life and in all areas over my life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith.
Yes, Lord.
In all, through all, and above all of my life.
Amen.
Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 60 and 2, we ask you, Lord, to arise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Cover us with thy glory. And it's in Jesus' name that we enter in and we receive. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen and amen, church. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way.
Amen.
Amen. I just ask that you come aside, amen, from this time, this short period of time right here. Just come aside from every distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because the enemy wants to keep us distracted so that we do not receive all that we need. We receive some of it, but there's more. Amen. There's more. God, he said there's more but you're so distracted. You have not received it all. You just received a little bit and you didn't took off. And you wonder why you're weary. You're wondering why you're tired. You wonder why you want to give in and give up, because you are distracted.
Amen.
Amen. The message today, church, is the blessing is in the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
The blessing is in the instructions. And I want us to understand, in order to be able to follow those, amen, if to follow those instructions, we have to be obedient to the will of God. Amen. The blessing is in the instructions. Church, can you follow the instructing of our Heavenly Father?
Amen.
I want us to understand, when we look at the word instructions, amen, it's a direction or order, detailed information telling how something should be done, operated, or assembled.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it mixed up with directions.
Mm-hmm.
See, direction is a course along which someone or something moves.
Mm-hmm.
So God will, hallelujah, he will give you directions and instructions what to do when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to understand, church, many of us are not being blessed. Many of us are falling short because we do not take instructions well.
Amen.
Or we do not follow the instructions. Amen, amen. See, some of the hallelujah. And I just thank God for the message on today, because even when it comes down to, and I'm, let me tell you, I don't like putting stuff together. I don't like assembling things. You know, sometimes we just look at it and say, well, I'm going to put this together the way I want to put it together. And it don't last, or eventually falls apart. But there are instructions that come. I'm going to say there's instructions that come so that you're able to put this thing together where it will stand, amen, completely and behold to operate according to how it's built.
Amen.
But many of us, we don't have time to follow the instructions. We just put it together how we want to put it together. And then when it falls apart, we messed up about it because we did not follow the instructions. The first thing, I'm just going to give you an example. I remember my grandmother giving you instructions how to make something. And then you said, well, grandmother, it didn't rise. It didn't do this. Said, well, did you follow the instructions I gave you? Well, did you? I use water instead of oil. But well, I didn't tell you that the instruction didn't say use water instead of oil. You're not going to get the same results.
Amen.
If you don't follow the instructions, you should say, follow the instructions to the T. I don't know if y'all heard that where y'all from, but where I'm from, my grandma said, follow the instructions to the T. That means don't leave nothing out.
Amen.
Let me do every last step in order.
Amen.
Follow the instructions to the T. But many of us have a problem following the instructions.
Amen.
So I ask you, church, can you follow the instructions? See, if God gives us instructions, I want you to understand it's completely. We, hallelujah, we serve a God, hallelujah, that's not a God of confusion. I want you to understand we serve a God of order.
Amen.
So if he gives you instructions, I want you to know that those instructions are in order. Those instructions are complete. They are meant to bless you. Amen. They're meant to bring you out of a situation that is set up to harm you. I want you to understand that the blessing is in the instructions.
Amen. Yeah.
But a lot of times we get the instructions from God and we still do it our own way.
Amen. That's right.
God will say, sit, be still, and we'll get up and go.
Amen.
God will say, be quiet, and we'll get to talking and won't shut up.
My Lord. Yeah.
The blessing is in the instructions.
Uh-huh.
Many have lost their lives because they couldn't follow the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
The instructions. So many times God has told me this, and we're going to get to the scripture here. God has told me so many times when me and my husband, for me, he's just be quiet and sit still. And then here I go. Get up and say something.
Amen.
And then I go back and say, Lord, I know you told me to be still. So now that thing that God was about to fix right then and there, because I moved, now I got to wait a little bit longer. Now I got to go through what I'm going to go through. Not that what God put me through, but because I didn't follow the instructions.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to go to the book of Genesis this morning. Amen. I want us to look at what it's like, and the blessing when we follow the instructions, amen, that God has given us, amen, hallelujah. I want you to know that all good things coming from the Lord. So if God has given you the instructions, do you know many people are praying for God to instruct them, amen? They're waiting for God to give them a direction and instruction so that they can go. They're waiting, and many of us, amen, hallelujah, the word of God instructs us, amen, it directs us, amen, hallelujah, it leads us, but will we follow the instructions?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in the book of Genesis, if you have your Bibles, I'm coming out the New King James Version this morning,
okay.
Chapter 12, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. The book of Genesis is the first. You know, you said when I would go to the church back in the days, and the pastor would try to be funny. He said, if you don't know where it's at, it's the first book of the Bible. And so Genesis chapter 12. As we're talking about, the blessing is in the instructions. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 12 of the New King James Version, it reads, now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country from your family.
Amen.
And from your father's house to a land that I will show you.
Yes.
I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. These are instructions, and the blessings are right there with it. Amen. So not only did he instruct Abram, he told him what I'm going to give you if you just do what I tell you. you to do. Amen. My Lord, my God, the blessing is in the instruction. In verse 4 says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't wait.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say why.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, can I just, you know, move next door?
Yeah.
You know, can I just, you know, can I move into the guest house in the back?
Mm-hmm.
He left.
Mm-hmm.
He departed.
Yeah.
The Bible says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He told him to go. I'm going to bless you. But how many of us are afraid to follow the instruction of God because we're afraid because we can't see it right now. We don't know how it's going to be. But God said, I've instructed you and I'm going to bless you. I'm not just telling you to go. I'm telling you what I'm going to do in your going. But you want to hold back and wait a little while. What about next year, Lord? What about next month? Let me get my affairs together. God say right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The blessing is in the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to see that, church. See, if we can be honest with ourselves. Amen. You can lie to everybody else, but can you be honest with yourself that you have a hard time following instructions? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been set back so much because you have a hard time. They call it somebody that's hard-headed.
Yeah.
Because you will not follow any instructions, or you have a problem receiving instructions from your child. But God is giving that word to your child, hallelujah, to give to you. But because it's coming from your child, you can't receive it. And now you lost. Now you beat down. Now you sick. But God has all the answers from you in the instructions. If you would just follow his instructions, there are blessings waiting for you.
Amen.
My Lord, my God.
Yeah.
The blessings is in the instructions.
Amen.
The Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 33, verse 16, it says, then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction.
Mm-hmm.
He sealed their instructions. So God gives you the instructions. So when we say, how you end up here?
Mm-hmm.
How did you end up here, my brother? How did you end up here, my sister? Where you beat down, you sick, amen? Everything been taken from you. You've been robbed. You're depleted. Why? Because you could not follow the instructions. God gave you the instructions. Let me see. Now, why you ended up here? Why are you here when the instructions clearly said for you to go right, but you went left?
Mm-hmm.
The blessings is in the instruction. The Bible says in Psalm 50 and 17, it says, seeing thou hatest instruction and casted my words behind thee. I'm not just making it. It's many people that can't follow no instructions. They can't receive the instructions because they have their own way of doing things. They have their own way of going about things. They'll tell you, well, I got my own way of doing it. I'm just going to do it my way. And you tell them, well, this right here is going to bless you, my brother. This right here is going to help you, my sister. Oh, no, I can't see it the way you see it. I'm going to go and do it my way. And then when it falls apart, because you can't follow the instructions. God has given us instructions. He's given us his word. Amen. He's given us his word. Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Psalm 50 and 17, I say it again, seeing thou hatest instruction. Seeing thou hatest instruction and casting my words behind thee. The Bible says in Proverbs 1 and 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the word of understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Church, the blessing is in the instructions. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 19 and 20 says, listen to advice and accept instruction,
mm-hmm.
that you may gain wisdom in the future. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Listen, you ever talk to somebody, you can't get a word in, you trying to help them, but they won't listen, they won't take your advice, they won't take the instruction, and later on they call you and say, girl, guess what happened to me? And you already know because you tried to tell them, you tried to give them the instructions, but they refused to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Man, look what happened to me. You ain't going to believe. And people even say about you, man, don't even try to tell them nothing because they ain't going to listen. They ain't going to listen to you. I don't know who they will listen to. But if you'll just listen and be obedient to the instruction of our Heavenly Father, He will not steer you wrong. Amen. He will not lead you down a path of destruction. The blessing is in the instructions. The Bible says in Psalm 32 and 8, it says that I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. I want us to understand God has given us instructions, church, on how to be blessed, amen, how to be healed, how to be delivered, how to be set free, amen, how to be victorious over the enemy, amen. Come on now. The blessing is in the instructions, but will we follow the instructions? The Bible says in Proverbs 16:20-38, it says that those who listen to instructions will prosper. Those who trust the Lord will be joyful.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God. I'm just praying that you see this, church, and that you're receiving on today, that the blessing is in the instruction. The blessing is in the instruction. I know you think you know it all. I know you think you know how to do this. I know you think you know what the outcome going to be. But I want you to understand, if God said it, it shall be.
Amen.
Man can't add to it. They can't take nothing away from it. The blessing is in the instructions. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide, lead you. This is who God sends, the helper, amen, to instruct you. But will you follow the instructions? There are many in the Bible that God instructed, but they did it their own way.
Amen.
They were operating in their human emotions and their feelings. Yeah. God told Moses to speak to the rock, and he struck the rock. And because he was disobedient, he did not follow the instructions of God. Guess what? He was not able to enter to the promised land. Mm-hmm. Many of us cannot enter to the promised land because we want to do it our own way. It's not that God is lying about what he's going to give you, what he's going to do for you. It's about you trusting God enough to follow his instructions and being obedient to the will of God for your life. And a lot of us don't understand that our children's children to come is dependent on us being obedient to the instructions of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you imagine Moses? Only could see the promised land, but he could not enter into the promised land because he did not follow the instructions that God had given him. The blessing is in the instructions. God told Adam, this is the reason the ground has been cursed. God told Adam not to eat from the tree, and he ate. He ate. God told him, he didn't just say, don't eat from the tree, and then tell him why he couldn't. Well, didn't tell him why not to eat from the tree. He doesn't hold anything from us. And then when he does, when he tells us to go and trust in God, to go in the instruction of God, knowing that God is blessing in our going because we're being obedient. Adam, he told Adam, don't eat from the tree. He told him, you will surely die. He didn't say maybe, say you will surely die. He had life, eternal life, but because he did not follow the instructions of God, life was taken away. The ground was cursed. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. He ran instead and ended up in the mouth of a big fish for 3 days. The blessing is in the instructions. The children of Israel wandered, hallelujah, for 40 years because they did not follow the instructions. The blessing was waiting for them. But because of their disobedience, amen, they could not receive all that God had for them because they could not follow the instructions. The blessing is in the instructions. As I wrap up here today, church, and I just pray that you all were able to receive on today. We know the story about Ruth. Hallelujah. Ruth, mother-in-law Naomi, mm-hmm. gave her specific instructions yeah. on what to do. Ruth followed these instructions, and she was truly blessed because she followed the instructions of her mother-in-law. The Bible says in Ruth 3 and 6, it says that, so she went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law instructed her.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't leave anything out. She didn't add her part to it or what she thought it would be. She trusted the source.
Amen.
And followed the instructions.
Uh-huh.
And she was blessed in it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And because of her obedience to follow the instructions that was given, the Bible says in Ruth 4 and 13, it says, so Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. What is the lineage of David, of King David?
Mm-hmm.
The blessing is in the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray on today that we, church, be more than just the readers of the Word of God, the hearers, but the doers of the Word of God.
Amen.
And that is following the instructions.
Amen.
That God has purpose for your life.
Amen.
To bless you, to bless your children, to bless your children's children's children from generation to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we wrap up here, church, hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, my mama, he kishata. We thank you, Lord God. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:5-10, it says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves. This is the instructions. I want us to hear this. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes. All of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. This is a blessing coming. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. The Bible says in verse 6, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Listen to the instructions in it. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. And the blessing is that he will exalt you in due time. Verse 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. How many of us, this is an instruction. He says, cast all your cares upon him, because he cares. A many are holding the cares and the burdens and the worries of this word. God is saying, cast upon me. The blessing is peace will come. Verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, works about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Instructions. Resist him. Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Resist him. Steadfast in your faith, church. The blessings are in the instructions. If you're calling on God saying, Lord, bless me. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven and bless me. Oh, Lord, bless my marriage. Oh, God, bless my children. Oh, bless my father. Lord, bless me. He said, but will you follow my instructions? I already did it. It's done. The blessings are in the instructions. Don't be anxious about anything. Amen. Don't move too fast. Thanks, God. And he will instruct you. It's in his word. I remember the acronym for the Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth. Your instructions are right in the word of God. Can you follow the instructions? God has made it so clear. God bless you, church. Remember, the blessings are in the instructions. It's in the word of God. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah.
Amen. What a blessed word this morning. Pray that we all receive that word. And not just receive it, you know, but for actually for us to do. Hallelujah. Doors of the church are open. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and, you know, you've been hearing, you know, the Holy Ghost been calling you. It's been a tugging on your heart. Your spirit, man, you know, has just been disturbed. Amen. If that is you, and you may have been like this majority of your life, but here it is today. You heard the word today, and you make that decision today. You know what? Today I'm going to follow the instructions. God has better for me, and I'm receiving today. If this is your desire today to being born again, you know, let's do a little bit different today. You know, lift up your hands right here where you are. Yeah. Amen. Right there where you are. Well, even if you're online, lift your hands up right there where you are. Apostle Tyronique and I, we want to help you to get there. Yeah. Amen. That's why God put apostles and pastors and ministers and teachers in place for the building and the perfecting of the saint and the edifying of the body. Yes. Amen. Amen. Lift your hands right here. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and today I repent of all my sins. I thank you, Lord, for this free gift of forgiveness, and I ask you right now to come into my life and to be my Lord and to be my Savior. And by faith, I receive you into my heart right now. And I say today, because of this free gift of salvation, I am saved. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Just that simple. Amen. It's just that simple. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, and if you have prayed that prayer, we would like for you to press 1. If you are on this line, if you are online, we would like for you to call in 845-277-9213, then press 1, and let us know, I have just God to say, I got saved, or I am born again.
Yes,
and we would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. I know, church, I was there one time before in my life where I thought it took for me is a whole lot for me to do before God could do it for me.
My Lord.
But I thank God for the word. I thank God for instructions. Thank you, Apostle, for this word.
Amen.
I thank God for instructions. Because when I began to hear the word of God and what God says, I realized it had nothing to do with me.
Mm.
See, God laid it out for me to receive.
Yes, Lord.
To believe and to receive. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we would like for you to call in if you are online, 845-277-9213, then press 1.
Yes,
God. Let us know that you are born again. You just got born again.
Yes.
If you're in need of prayer for anything else, you may have already prayed the prayer of salvation. If you're in need of prayer of anything else, see, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. See, let us not come to the throne of grace. It's not you're coming to me. But let us not neglect the power of prayer. Prayer changes things in your life. I am such a witness of that, and many of you are such as a witness of that too. If you believe in prayer, if you believe that God, you know, that he said that when we pray, when we come together and pray, he said, that I will do in Jesus' name. If you believe in that, will you press 1?
Jesus.
God didn't say, some of the things. He said, whatever you pray about, whatever when you come together and pray about in Jesus' name, he said, that I will do.
Jesus.
So will you come? Will you come? Amen. If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Tyronique and I, we would love to pastor you. We would love for you to be a part of the gospel public ministry wherever you are right now, whether you be in New York City, whether you be in Chicago, Illinois, or whether you be in Shreveport, Louisiana, wherever you are, you be in Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, and you believe that this church is a church where you can grow, where you can learn. Will you press one? We invite you right now. We just want to love on you. That's all that we intend to do. Love on you through the eyes of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Through the lens, see you in the lens of the Holy Ghost, how God shows for us, teaches us, and for us to teach you. Amen.
Amen.
Not for you just to be the same, but at some time, you know, for God to elevate you, for you to know who God called you to be. Amen. Will you press one? Amen. Everybody all right. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody all right. Amen. Father, we thank you for every single one that was here today in your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for speaking the word of truth to get us back on the right path.
Yes, Lord.
The path of righteousness.
Amen.
Knowing that you have already paved the way. You have already laid it out.
Yes.
And for us to follow you. That's why you have saved us and delivered us and called us, for us to follow you. Just like your disciples in the beginning that we read about, you know, you have called them to follow you because you have a plan and a purpose for each and every one of our lives. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have gave us that opportunity in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, and we say all is well.
Amen.
All is well with us and our homes. And the church do say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word that went forth. Amen. This time we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have those ready, you have cash out, welcome. You'll send those over to Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, his Zelle number is 832-989-3649. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us for your words, that you give seed to the soil, God. It's you that give the increase, oh Lord. So, Lord, as we give on today, oh God, not out of necessity, oh God, but we come giving, oh God, with a cheerful heart on today. Lord, we pray let there be no lack in those who give on today, oh God, that you increase them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in our goodness and our favor, in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. Dear Jesus, make us any mystery for your kingdom, honor our tithes and offering, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money, hallelujah, and distribute our tithes and offering spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give, and we thank you for, Lord, that you blessed us. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Today is January the 15th. Amen. 2023. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastors, Pastor Doris A. Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois. Amen. Our announcements as follows. On Monday, we have changed our intercessory prayer time to 5 a.m. It gives everyone an opportunity to get on wherever you are, Central Standard Time, on Monday mornings, 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. So remember, please watch the camera. If you can be a part of it, please join us for intercessory prayer at 5 a.m. Monday mornings. Amen. Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. Amen. Hallelujah. On Sunday, we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. We bless the Lord. And starting in February the second Saturday of each month, starting February, we'll have our Saturday school. Amen. We have our Saturday school. So join us at 12:30 Central Standard Time here on our church line. Amen. Amen. I think that's all I have for us. Hey, remember, we'll be going on vacation here soon, me and Pastor Manning, you all. So You can always log on and listen to the archive of services here. We'll be out for a week. Is that correct? We'll be out for a week, but you'll still be able to log on, call in, and hear Sunday service. All righty? So God bless you, and we pray for everyone here. Amen. We just thank God for you. We just pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you and your family. We celebrate everyone this month of January. They're celebrating a birthday this month. Happy birthday to all. Amen. Our sister, Kay, we wish you a happy birthday. Our brother, Dante. Amen. Lolita, it's so many. Hey, Veronica as well. Amen. We just have so many birthdays this month. My birthday, of course, January 20th. Our daughter, Chloe. So many birthdays this month of January. So we just thank God. We pray that God will continue to bless you with long life, good health, and strength, and the peace of the Lord and the favor of God be upon your lives. Amen. And we decree and declare victory over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray that you have a happy birthday, a blessed birthday, filled with so much love and family and friends around you that care about you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And those that are celebrating their wedding anniversary this month of January, as the man is over there saying, woo-hoo, he's excited about still being married. Woo-hoo! Most time when I do comedy shows, I say, where the married people at? You get one or two people. But those who are celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of January, Pastor Manny and I will be celebrating our wedding anniversary on January 26th, so you all know, because we'll be celebrating out of town, together.
That's the week that we'll be out.
That's the week that we'll be out, so we're looking forward to having that time together. Time of rest, we've been called to rest, so it's very important that we do take the time as pastors, as God's ministers, to rest. Rest. Even Jesus and his disciples took time to come aside and rest.
Yeah.
And then they went back out to do the work. But it's important that we do take the time to rest. Amen. Amen. So happy anniversary to everyone that's celebrating their wedding anniversary. Amen. God has ordained marriage. And so we just thank God for each other as we celebrate our wedding anniversary this month. And I pray that God will continue to keep us, that we continue to have favor of the Lord upon our marriage. God would increase us in love and joy and happiness and understanding one another. And that for you as well, as celebrating your wedding anniversary. And I just pray many more blessed years together. Amen. That you all have to live this life alone. Amen. But together in unity always. Amen. So God bless you. God keep us in Jesus Christ's holy name. That we bless your union. Bless our union. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. That does conclude our announcements for today. Oh, Pastor Manny has an announcement.
Amen. Amen. I do have one announcement, that I do want to add. Mm. I have a mother and a grandmother that's actually, I want to invite them to be a part of this announcement. I met this young, not so young, but a younger lady who was a part of, or either I guess she would have been like a leader or a builder of the Head Start program. Mm-hmm. Like a coordinator or something of the Head Start program down here in Houston, Texas. And I told her that I would definitely put that on the bulletin, put that on our bulletin announcements. Anyone that has children between the ages of 3 and 5 years old, I would like to invite each and every one of you that have children that are not in school, that are eligible to go to school, to check out the Head Start program, whether it be in your city, whether it be in your state, or right here in Texas. I know there are so many schools here in the Houston Independent School District that actually have the Head Start program in the actual elementary school. I know back in Louisiana, the Head Start program, there may have been one or two schools that had the Head Start program that were actually in the regular schools. But down here, a lot of the regular elementary schools, they have the Head Start program in there. So do reach out to I want to say that's HISD. Go to HISD.org. Go to any one of those sites that have one of the schools that have the Head Start program and register your child in there in the Head Start program. I am proud to say that I am a Head Start child. I'm a Head Start. I am a Head Start child. I had that Head Start, and I thank my grandmother. She is on here now. Thank you, Grandma. You know, for being a teacher. You know, there for students there in the Head Start program. I thank my mom. Mom, thank you for being a Head Start student. You know, for helping children. You know, to grow up to be how God called us to be. Here it is. I'm a pastor in the church, and I thank y'all for being the teachers. You know, to get the children first. Yeah, right. To get the children first, you know, to give them a head start, because there's going to be so many things to try to deter you away and to try to get you off balance and to get you off focus. But thank y'all so much. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God on today. So it's just a blessing again to be here. That does conclude our announcements here on Sunday. Remember, join us at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time for intercessory prayer. We're looking for you all there to be on in the morning. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King celebration, Martin Luther King birthday.
Amen.
We thank God for the man of God. And so we'll be celebrating here. Yeah, we have a big, huge parade here in Houston, Texas. I'm sure in your area as well. Amen. Well, God bless everyone. That concludes our announcements. At this time, we release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Senior Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. Amen. We bless you to enjoy peace. Hallelujah. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in work. And it's in Jesus' name we bless you and we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You know, I thank God again, you know, for this word, and I thank God for each and every one of you to share, you know, in the blessing. Actually, when you showed up this morning, you actually showed up to be a part of God's blessing. But as we said before, you know, one word from God would change your whole situation right now. Right now. And I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. May God keep you. Do join us here at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for Sunday service, for afternoon service, if you do have time. And if you don't have time, we thank you for coming to Sunday service here this morning.
Yes,
Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. No matter how hard we try, we can't do it. Mm-hmm. Remember, Satan is a defeated foe. Jesus Christ is Lord. We have the blessings of Abraham right now.
Amen.
We have the instructions. We have the word of God. We have Jesus Christ himself living on the inside. And all is well with us in our home.
Amen.
God bless you and may God keep you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to reach.
to say it
one time.
Write my name in the book, call me
one time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya
one time.
One, 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 one. You gave me my gift, gonna have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing it.